saving the best for last, let's talk about the transits of Pluto into Aquarius and Saturn into Pisces. These are the ones that have had the longest buildup. A lot of things in your chart had their buildup. They're well underway. They're reaching their peak. Mars retrograde, of course, is a brief visitation. The whole process lasts 7 months of, that is to say, end-to-end Mars in Gemini. But let's mention that before we go into the major transits of Pluto and Saturn changing signs right around the same time in March. The reason that they're connected to Mars retrograde is because we go through this whole process of Mars making it square to Neptune 3 times, all of Mars in Gemini, Mars pulling all the way back like a slingshot into mid-Gemini, then changing directions in early January, I think around the 12th or something, and clearing Gemini and landing in Cancer, which is very important for you. But those 7 months are, which go back a couple of months, are the thing in between where we are today and then these major sign changes that all take place within a couple of weeks of each other in March. And there is a lot of energy behind those sign changes because, for example, Mars will have been doing this whole retrograde process in Gemini. Mars takes about, it's a 2-year orbit, and it takes 7 months in a tiny band, 30 degrees of the zodiac, and then the other year and a half, a little bit less, in all the other signs. That's a lot of tension Mars is going to build up in Gemini, leading you to ask these deep questions about your spiritual life and about the nature of your partners. What are these people really about? When all of that clears, when all of that kind of somewhat churny, chaotic Mars square Neptune stuff clears, what begins is Saturn in Pisces and Pluto in Aquarius. That's why they're related. And it is possible that the Mars in Gemini part of this, like the whole Mars retrograde thing and the Mars Neptune squares, will either be diversionary or they will be an opportunity to work out many factors associated with the lack of clarity, issues around motivation, and issues around self-identity, which will be very helpful to have made some progress on those when all of these sign changes happen, and you will be given a chance to use all of your new learning in a whole different set of circumstances. A lot changes for all of us in March, and for you, here is how it looks. So there's 3 transits involved. The quickest one is Mars clears Gemini, enters Cancer, and crosses your 10th house cusp. That is work, sense of mission, and your reputation. Something about the 10th that for most people is what they want to be known for. But I think the 10th is a house that really gives us an opportunity to do our dharma. A similar house is the 6th. There's really 2 houses very strongly related to work activities. House number 10, which is more open and more visible. That's what I mean by open. And more associated with advancement, dealing with authority, and taking on big responsibilities. And then House 6, which is about the more humble grunt work, the get-it-done work. Not about building reputation, not about doing anything that's necessarily visible, but working behind the scenes to make sure that things happen. You have a very strong calling to service in this house. You have Pisces there. You really want things to be right. You want things to be balanced. You want there to be a, in a sense, everything is humanitarian work when you've got Pisces on the sixth house. This, of course, can make you susceptible to burnout. Saturn is going to enter in March the sixth house and give you a very unusual, let's say, island to climb up on in a house that is associated with water, with Pisces. There's not a lot to climb up on in your sixth house. So you spend a lot of time treading water, a lot of time working with and waiting for various currents. And with Saturn in the sixth in Pisces, you get a vessel. A vessel. And that is your own ability to contain your activities.